Hello, squishy butt. Time to open up. I didn't see you today. Don't think I won't let myself in. I know you have a key around here. I'll give you to the count of three to let me into your apartment, or, well, I'll find the key and let myself in. Don't think you're sly with having a welcome mat and a potted plant outside. The key is in the soil, isn't it? Yeah, that seems about right. Okay, warning you now. Coming in whether you have clothes on or not. You slept on the couch last night? Oh, you didn't sleep at all. I heard the news. How you holding up? Have you eaten anything? Had anything to drink? How much did you have to drink? Here, let me get some water and aspirin for you. Drink this. And take two of these, and call me in the morning. Har, har, har. Well, you didn't miss out on much today, at least. Just the usual. Not even anyone interesting came into work today. You would have been the highlight of my day. Or, well, now is the highlight to my day? Does that make sense? Anyway, I am not one to be around the bush, so are you okay? I know it sucks, and stop me if you don't want me to ramble. Just, you'll be okay. I know it. Here, pick your head up and let me sit on the couch, and you can rest your head on my lap. You're needing some personal attention, I know. There. That comfier? Yeah? I know. It really sucks right now. It really does. It will take time to heal and get over the situation at hand. You did really good with her. I know you did. I saw your good morning text to her at the office, panicking about date night when you were told to work an extra hour here and there. You did what you could, but it's not your fault. Not everything works out for the better, baby. That's how it works. Sorry, did I call you baby? Force of habit. This is how my mom would comfort me. If I ever felt sad or upset, she would plop me down on the couch. I'd rest my head on her lap and cry away. It's okay to cry. And she'd stroke my hair too. Give me all that positive personal attention. She'd kiss me on the cheeks, but maybe that's a little weird between friends. But yeah, if you don't feel like directly saying it out loud, I can at least say something to you. It's not your fault. It's okay that it happened. This is what happens, though. People drift apart. It's perfectly normal. And it doesn't mean you aren't open for love ever again. I know It might be hard to picture it now, but the real one is out there. You might feel like you can never do better, but think of it like this. If that's really the perfect relationship, then why did it end? And no, don't say anything negative to yourself first. Think. If it was perfect, it wouldn't have ended, right? So then she wasn't the one for you, because you weren't able to make each other happy. It's a harsh reality, but what was supposed to happen? You both continue in a relationship where you weren't 100% happy? Go on and get married, unhappily, have kids, unhappily, then retire, unhappily, with each other. No, darling, that's not how any of this works. You know it deep down, and I do too. Just don't blame yourself. That's just being cruel for no reason, and there's no need for that. You deserve better. You both do. It reminds me of a saying. It's not that I don't want to see you eat, just not at my table. Do you know what I mean by that? No ill intentions towards one another, just a mutual understanding that there is better elsewhere. Do you want me to brush your hair instead of playing with it? I can do that for you. Some pampering for my poor boy. Just promise me you'll be good to yourself. It might be a shock, but you'll be better on the other side. I know it. You've never let me down this far. I doubt this is where you will stumble. Heck, I can still remember my first day at work. I was so shy and felt horrible. I didn't get a wink of sleep the night before, and I think you could see it on me. You just instantly struck up a conversation with me, and you became my work husband. You reassured me in everything I was doing. I'm sure you had a pile of work to do, but instead you chose to help me out, and for that, I'm so grateful. I don't know what I would have done if you weren't around. Seems like you don't give yourself enough credit. And you'll probably just write that off. Oh, I was just being mean. No, you could have easily just kept minding your business. But you did that for me, didn't you? Oh. And another instance of you being a kind little bambino to me was after that night out with everyone. I was drunk as a skunk, and you carried me all the way home. I wonder what did happen to that little froggo we met. You didn't have to do that. Could have called a taxi and sent my little butt on the way, but you didn't. You made sure I was a-okay. You're a good man. I just wish you could see it. Okay, enough of the brushing. You're gonna have no scalp by the end of this. I'll just pet your face if it isn't too weird. Just tell me to stop if you want me to. You're worthy. You can do anything you put your mind to. You have infinite possibilities to explore. You just gotta get out there and see what wants for you. I know you can do it. You deserve better for all your hard effort. If life wasn't bad at any point, you wouldn't appreciate the good. It can be mean like that, but it'll be worth it in the end. Appreciating the little things. Heck, If you came into work today, would I be petting you right now? No. So you better appreciate it, because I ain't one of them touchy-feely types. Remember the last time I gave you a hug? Exactly. So just try your best and enjoy this moment right here. I got you. Take as long as you need. It's okay to just breathe. I know you're stressed. It's okay. It's all gonna be okay. You worry about getting a little nap now, okay? Those aspirins should help you feel nice and relaxed. Should be hitting you by now. You can be a sleepy little pup for now. I'll head to the store and buy you a ready-made meal. You can make it when you get up. I'll be gone by the time you wake up, so it's okay. Just rest for now. You got my number, so you know you can text me and I'll be at your summon. I'll just pet you a little longer. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow. If not, then I'll leave you be. Can't be annoying you every day now. Not unless you want me to.